Question? Just one question if you have.
Hello, Rinpoche. I have one question. I'm very curious about this Brahma and Indra, because they are supposed to be Hindu gods. But how come they have the wisdom to go and request Buddha to teach? And then after that, Buddha teach and teach and teach. Now we all get the benefit. But in the first place, how come they are known as Hindu gods? There seems to be some contradiction there. They should be Buddhists, isn't it? I mean, they should be Buddhists if they know how to request. Yeah, that's the question.
Somebody answer. Somebody come in front of the mic, answer for take one question. Who like to volunteer the question? Yeah, for answer. Yeah. Anything? Any suggestion? Why? Something. whatever you think. Yeah, Cecilia. Doesn't have to be accurate, you know. Just say, what do you feel?
Ken Rinpoche's instructions was just to say something, so the answer doesn't have to be correct. I was just thinking that, like Bodhgaya, for the Buddha, Buddha's holy place in Bodhgaya, somehow for the Hindus, they also see him as a holy being. I think he's supposed to be related to one of the Hindu gods. I don't know which one, Shiva or someone, one of the top gods of the Hindu tradition. So,
who
I mean? The Buddha. I heard. I can be completely wrong. I heard Bodhgaya is also holy for, is also a holy place for Hindus. You know, like when we go to the stupa area, there's also apparently, for some Hindus, they also see it as a holy place. So they have some connection to the Buddha. So perhaps that's why Brahma and Indra requested the Buddha to teach. Because even though they didn't realize he's the Buddha, they probably realized that this is a very special holy being. Yeah, that's one version. Another version is maybe they were manifestation of some other bodhisattvas that we don't know about. And another version could be is just to show that, you know, the Buddha's teachings were for the benefit of everyone. It doesn't matter what religion you, whatever religion you may have before. And Tek Fong's point about them should be Buddhas. Before the Buddha taught, technically speaking, there weren't any Buddhists around until he turned the first wheel of Dharma. Yeah, so they couldn't be Buddhists. And at that time, maybe the prevalent religion was Hinduism.
When the Buddha was born, these gods such as Indra and Brahma actually went to the birthplace and actually offered an ablutional bath to the newborn baby who was to be Buddha later on. These gods such as Brahma and Indra are worldly gods, and they are in samsara. Whereas our founder or teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, is free from samsara. As such, you know, just from the time the Buddha was born, descended into this world, by that fact that he is free of samsara, his existence outshines all samsaric beings.
어떻게 전단이 라이온부터 신전조야다 라오메가 두용해지 비지티네 그래 라다 직대나 오늘 직다 와 누바단데 봐 라이온부터 신도 장바천조다 주 두용해지.
And I guess this is why, due to the fact that the Buddha is Buddha and is free of samsara, his very presence, you know, automatically, you know, then brings, you know, into his presence, you know, all these worldly beings, and are able to outshine them and actually kind of, you know, gather them and gain control over them.
어떻게 산남지장 아니시다 중성이나 강서 잡아지면 동투배 스지 잡아지면 동투배 다티네 이긴게 다티네 아니 주식으로 그래 아니 아니 직도 알아 변동이야 치도다 다 주식으로 그렇지스네 다티네 용식으로 왔다 간시다.
And I guess then it will be possible, yeah, that these worldly beings, these powerful ones like Indra and Brahma, they could recognize that the Buddha was a special being and could benefit the world. And for that reason, I guess, perhaps this is then they then requested the Buddha to turn the wheel of Dharma, yeah, to benefit the others. Brahma is said to be like a creator of the world and regarded as the lord of this world, the owner, so to speak, yeah. And is in the teachings it is mentioned that when you are requesting, you know, doing the practice of requesting the Buddha to turn the wheel of Dharma, the teachings mentions that, you know, we can visualize ourselves as Brahma and then offering, you know, and making the request to turn the wheel of Dharma by visualizing oneself offering golden, a thousand spoke golden Dharma chakra.
What did they do?
By these powerful gods, you know, like Brahma and Indra and so forth, making, you know, requesting the Buddhas to turn the wheel of Dharma, would show to others that the Buddha is a very special person, yeah. And the Buddha must be someone who is more exalted than these powerful gods. So it is said that the natural splendor of the Buddha's exalted body naturally, you know, outshines, you know, all these worldly gods. Yeah. So I guess, you know, since it is said that the natural splendor or the Buddha's exalted body can completely outshine all these worldly gods, yeah. I guess then maybe due to that, you know, then these worldly gods, and then, you know, for whatever reason, then maybe for that reason, the Buddhist worthy gods then decided to request the Buddha to teach.
I don't know. Huh? No idea. No. I have no idea. Okay. Anyway. Right.
So I will continue from where we stopped. Yeah. So the next verse talks about the need to be courageous in destroying the afflictions. So verse 36. Therefore, as long as this enemy is not overcome with certainty before my very eyes, I shall never give up exerting myself against it. Self-important people who become angry even at slight, short-lived harm will not go to sleep until it is overcome. Prior to this, there was already an explanation of the great faults and the disadvantages of the afflictions, isn't it? Yeah, the afflictions are so harmful. They're very harmful. They induce suffering, and they can throw one into even the lowest of hells. And the afflictions has been harming us, you know, since beginning this lifetime for a very, very long time. And if we do not counteract the afflictions, they will continue to harm us, you know, well into the future. Yeah.
So junse tinde ge tene tocha merong musung hai. Daga na shin ta nimono sobakum na dik ma res. Alwa. Chizam sobakum na ane shi merong hasi. Donga chimbu tera chi hasi. Dela ta sobakum na merong res. Ta diyan chila ta mangbo di sung tuwa.
Then prior to this verse, there was also the explanation of why it is wrong to befriend the afflictions, yeah, and why it is wrong to be patient with the afflictions, yeah. For the more we befriend the afflictions, and for the more we are patient with the afflictions, then the more harm we receive from the afflictions.
어떻습니까? 된대서니다. 아니 다 된대가 아니지다. 니몽베다. 다 탐하였다. 어 대담하다. 니몽베다 세대 라나 나섭시다. 침부레스. 오늘 니몽 세대 라나 오늘 시 나바시시. 로. 대승구여래.
The teachings also say that the inner enemy of the afflictions is much more powerful than the external enemy.
어떻습니 제가 근데 인상 다 니몽바 세리 다 니몽바 대다 아니지 건넘바 참마이 봐 아니지 봐 갈소하래 다 지금 자원에 매바수 아니지 갈소하래 매바수해라 아니지 매바네 좀제 방벌 채바다 아니 갔어래. 아, 배선 치고 그랬어. 로 어디?
So the teachings are telling us that it is not sufficient to just weaken the afflictions, not sufficient to just suppress the afflictions, but rather we have to strive to work at destroying them from the root.
Oh, 대장 아니지 어떻게 자원을 매발 써야지도 아니지 인연보 깨지 아니 안 좀바 땡지 아니 좀바 마도와시 규율음도 땡지 아니 자원을 아니 니몽바 자원을 매발 쇼고 있는 어떤 데가 아니지 심슈 깨지 아니 랑게스 존룹 좀과에 대수고여라.
So here, the verse is telling us that we should generate the courage, you know, in destroying the afflictions from the root through applying the antidotes here, and we have to strive in this.
Here in verse
36, an analogy is given, isn't it, of how a normal person who when criticized may go all out, you know, in destroying the person the person was criticizing him or her, you know. So that's what normal people do, yeah. And they will not rest, you know, because they hold on to the resentment, you know, and they will not rest until they overcome this person or destroy this person, or to basically, you know, do something about the situation, yeah. So if so much effort is put, you know, just to counteract, you know, such a small little harm in this life, then all the more we have to put in even much more effort, you know, into destroying the inner enemy of the afflictions.
어드셔 어떡시니 다 디숭비하래 어떡시니 다 다들 다 디엔시기 들에 다 되게 아 니몽부에 니몽비 니밍 삼소세다 그래 사자다 고기 쪼디치나 니몽비 그래 니몽비 니밍 삼소세 디엔시 사바래 다 디네마다 사진 니바 그래 니몽부에 가시라 교와 미릭바세시다
So with that, we'll finish with this section that talks about the manner to reflect on the faults of the afflictions. Yeah. So the next section is a discussion of how it is incorrect or how it is unsuitable to be tired, of the difficulty. Of abandoning the afflictions.
Oh, that Tirisha, 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 that
So this section talks about the need to strive in destroying the afflictions, yeah, and it talks about why it is incorrect, to feel tired, when the task of destroying the afflictions becomes difficult.
어디선가래 드네마 따뜻히 자와치나티래 아니 지금 정신 치유 동어 이외니 못다 용어 가르치 냉기 수염부터 봐 양스 다든 순지 법에 동어 계세네 도마주바 치소 치죠 제벌은 제벌은 미세나 따도 동어 끈지 규규와 정신 전에 섬전 달라 땡 동어 저다 규규 간이바 이세기로 미주
If at the time of a violent battle, vigorously desiring to conquer those afflicted ones who are naturally subject to suffering through death, men, disregarding the pain of being pierced by spears and arrows, do not withdraw until the goal is accomplished. Then what need to mention that I should not despair and be indolent, even if I am caused many hundreds of sufferings? When now I strive to definitely overcome my natural enemies that are the constant cause of all suffering.
Oh, Tuxini, that Tondani, that Casora. Tangazo, that Benachi, the old said, some of the shoe collector of the Majum Naya, Benachi, does it, Bena. 슈 갈아쳐든 마쳐 봐야 나야 랑싱기 다 정보 밑에 봐 랑싱기 치제 매발라야지 어 치제 동아유에 온도 동아유 랑싱도 샤 온도도 돼지 담에 더 우세디들 자장 담에 더 우세디 아니 샤다기 냠타 봐 아니 동아지 다 니몽 봐 신다 동다 디수구여래 매비츠 신다들
the external enemy you know? Even if you don't manage to destroy him or her, even if you put in a lot of effort, but there will come a time, you know, that enemy will naturally cease to exist, will naturally die. You know? Yeah, and so here the teachings talks about how these sentient beings, these external enemies, beautiful sentient beings, you know, are actually are objects of compassion. Yeah.
어떻게 근데 아니지 다 인제 내수기가 더웠다 아니지다 도당이 더웠다다 아니 랑기 파다 편준직 타병도 가나 아니지 가서래 시용하지 타병도 가나 아니지다 다직 가서래 아니지 파르비 아니 더웠지가 랑나 동라 속거다 근데 천라 속거지 파바 이나야 아니지 동아 타보든도 채도 쓰지 아니 다동바 스심슈 계시더니 직다 어디다 가서래 매번 마셔 봐도 방아 줬다 쉬우다 주 지대 먼저 하세요. 아니 바 슈바 갈래점 지구하러 왔어. 어떻게?
So when people fight one another, when people fight with their enemies, they're very determined to destroy their enemies. Yeah, and in the process of wanting to destroy their enemies, people put up with all kinds of hardships. Yeah, even if they are hit by their enemies, you know, hit by weapons, you know, that are wielded, you know, in the hands of the enemies. People will not stop the fight until they win, yeah.
어떡하네. 또 도당이 디스와라 깔레슈 이제 담아요. 어디 원에 딘데 깔레지 없이 중국 요마를 고랑 신경 나봐 차고 어디 있나요? 먼저 다 지대 용달라 아니 지 쉬우지 봐. 담아요. 어디 뒤에서도 깔레슈 이제 없이 아니 나 동아로서 가서 있는 깔레지 없이 다 밤에 봐서야라 좀 봐 지기도 왔어. 어떠신 거래?
Actually, in reality, you know, one doesn't even have to try to defeat the enemy, you know, because you know, sooner or later, the external enemy, you know, will disappear, will die, isn't it? Yeah. But nevertheless, the world does not live in such a way. What normal people do is, you know, they will attack and attempt to destroy the enemy, and would continue to do so until the enemy is killed, yeah.
어떻게 that depends 자세. 근데 지금이나 강에 채도 세세 아니지. 다음에 어디 또 하나 강에 채도 세도 좀 지금이나 아니지. 다 갈래 쉬 잡지 마방 봐이나 아니지. 다 랑싱이 몇 번 마찬가지. 다 유명배 더우 수다 돈다 디스거래. 그러 갈래 쉬 잡지 마주 봐이나 랑싱이 몇 번 마찬가지. 유명배 더우 로와 다 계속 니네 곧 동아대래시고 다 로와 다나 메디 좁좀 니네 차별랑 심으면서 니몽보디 좁좀 니네 뇌별랑 심도 아니지 깨대마시 로와
So if that's the case, then when dealing with the afflictions, you know, these afflictions, the moment when they arise, they are harmful. Just like how fire, the nature of fire is that which is hot and it burns, isn't it? So afflictions are such that when they arise, they harm us, they disturb us, yeah. And this naturally existing inner enemy of the afflictions will not die on their own accord unless we destroy them.
Oh, that today, any sick that you must be to what he any sick that casual. Ah, today you must be casual. Shubana share that. Sue you like Jabina, that Chome Parsum, Sue you like Jabina, Ranching and Novaching. That day, nobat must Shubana share that, nobat tie of a chair, and it do not chase all the George singing, and it's a tedo and you must be to what he. 시험방 방에 텐도 안에 전도 좀 고그랬어, 봐.
So what was mentioned in the recent past here, the afflictions harm everybody from the top to the bottom and everybody in between, yeah. And the afflictions harm everybody in limitless ways. And the afflictions bring us, you know, into the worst suffering, the suffering of the avijja hells. Yeah. So as such, you know, it is only appropriate and correct to strive in destroying the afflictions.
Oh, that today, any sick that you remember the whole day, any shomba, any sick zomba, chikukre, that zomba chikabla, any sick one sick that. 원했지. 딱 강에 망보지 채시. 딱 동안 자다 망보지 아니 채인 거야. 그래서 로 망보했다. 어디 가다 너바든 줄 아니지. 가서는 쇠지. 아니지. 다 쇠슴 채지. 다 아니 가서를 봐. 영업에도 우당 타고 그랬어. 어떻게 생각?
So there's a need. So we need to strive in destroying this natural enemy, the inner, the afflictions. But of course, in the process. one will meet with all kinds of problems and suffering in while destroying the afflictions. But nevertheless, we have to accept this suffering that comes along, in the process, of destroying the afflictions, and put up with it, and generate the determination, the courage, to carry on and to destroy them. So the teachings tell us that it is incorrect to be to feel that I'm not capable of destroying the afflictions. I'm not capable of applying the antidotes, and as such, remains discouraged, and then not do anything. Then it is also incorrect, to hang around and just do nothing, and not doing anything, not applying any antidotes destroy the afflictions, and then just remaining kind of lazy. So that is also incorrect.
O tuksine tonda ngi dire ta dela kharsena ta nyum be tho ani chi ta de ani tho chawla ani chi kharsena thame tonda nyum be thame tho ani chi ta shwan tho de ani meba soala ani ka chi khed so tugu yena ani chi thanda ani chi nyum be tho ani rangla na ba chimbu chinga dela ani chi ta ti nyum be tembe kapla ani chi na ba khang chuna soje ani lelo tang Shumba, Tinde on the Mashon Tese. So, but then Kukres, or the Nipoti Sumbada.
So, in essence, these two verses are telling us that if we can put up with all kinds of difficulties and hardships, in overcoming the external enemy, then all the more, we should put in even more effort destroying the afflictions, and to be patient and to put up with the hardships that come along, with such a task, and not be discouraged, and not be lazy.
Oh, the song do that direction to God last night.
The discussion continues here. Pretty much is the same, so If even scars inflicted by meaningless enemies are worn upon the body like ornaments, then why is suffering a cause of harm to me who impeccably strive to fulfill the great purpose? Among normal, common, worldly people, know, for some small little problem, people will go to will fight with one another to destroy the enemy. And sometimes, you know, when people fight, they are, you know, they receive wounds, isn't it? And then the wound heals, and then, you know, you have scars left on the body. And you know, there are people who regard that these scars as an ornament, yeah? Something to be proud of, something, you know, to show off, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody done before? No? Yeah, I don't know. But in Nepal, sometimes you can see that. Not everybody, but some of them, you know, when they go to fight, sometimes they have some scar here, you know. Oh, this is, you know, when I was young, I fight, you know, here. So they don't see the bad, you know. They think it's something, I'm brave person like that, you know. So consider it's a decoration. You know, some kind of. So that I think example is something like that. Maybe here, maybe I don't know, people don't fight. Huh? Singapore people fight? Huh? Only this mouth fight. Interesting, I saw the Indian, how they fight, you know. They don't really hit each other, you know, always like. Somehow they don't really touch the other person, you know, but they just like, really, almost like, so much, you know, argue each other. But Tibetan, the Asian, not like that, you know. They don't argue much, but they just... Maybe Chinese also same, I don't know. Like Tibetan. Most of the Himalaya people, they don't argue with the mouth, you know. One or two argue, that's it. It's already, the hand is starting, you know. But Indian, I see, they never put their hand, you know. But only like, all the, only mouth fighting, I think. But Nepal not like that, so. Some of the Himalayan places, you know, they're really just fighting, is real fight, yeah. So, Tukshini, Tukshini, ta, tindai ngombar chiki yo naas, tere, tamayi ta uji tuji, ani, di malas, ani, kaji chichi, ani, tindai la soba, ani, chik, tando gendu chidiki yo na, ani, chik, ta, chokbe sanje ki kobang dubegi chidu, ani, chik, karsore, ta, nimung mo teta, 아주 내겁나 아니 식다 아니 까왔제 봐이나 아니 식 까왔제 식 견두 찍어 해시다 돈다들 동아 가서 쇼나 견두 찍어 해시대 숨겨래 어 어떻게
So if scars from this fighting with the ordinary external enemy can be regarded as an ornament by some, then we should consider all the hardships, you know, that we meet, you know, while practicing to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, you know. We should regard those hardships, you know, as an ornament.
어떻게 어떻게 님은 무슨 몰라 아니 가와 가서 잡아야나 동아를 가서 준비해나 아니 싶다 집에 탁시도 줘야 펜도시도 줘야 어떻게 진짜 삼나 당체 아니 싶다 거기다 같이 견도 기르고 해 어때 진짜 숨으면 다래
So no matter how much hardship or suffering that we will meet while in the process of achieving enlightenment to benefit others. No matter how much hardship or suffering there may be, we should consider or look upon all of that, you know, as something that will lead us into to lead us into something that is most beneficial and is most meaning. Yeah. And therefore, we should regard these hardships and suffering as an ornament.
Yeah.
Putting up with all these hardships and suffering will help us accomplish our own goals and our own wishes, our own purposes. We should put up with it,
yeah.
So, therefore, it is entirely appropriate to put up with all the hardships and suffering that comes along in the process of destroying the afflictions. Yeah. It becomes completely appropriate. Yeah. If fishermen, outcasts, farmers, and so forth, thinking merely of their own livelihood, endure the harms of heat and cold, why do I not endure them for the sake of the happiness of my greeting beings?
So
if fishermen and farmers can endure all the cold and heat while pursuing their livelihoods in order to sustain themselves. Then it would be appropriate and suitable to put up with hardships and suffering, no matter how much suffering there may be, while in the process of defeating the afflictions. So yeah, therefore it is appropriate to bear with all the suffering and the hardships that come along when one is defeating the afflictions in order to accomplish the happiness and the welfare of sentient beings. When I promise to liberate migrating beings dwelling in the ten directions as far as the ends of space from their afflictions, I myself was not yet free from the afflictions, thus unaware of even my own capacity. Was it not somewhat crazy to have spoken like that?
Crazy? No. 그래서 들으셨다 그랬는데 어떠신 다 다 돈다 들라 다 돈고 그걸 하더니 나서나 돈고 된데 시도 가르쳐나 다 변한 심기에 내가 봐 다 돈다 신기님 무슨 말처럼 캐랑바 인스 랑지님 무슨 배수도 좀 봐 지금 말했어 다 돈다 심기에 투수 다 돈다 다 신돈치 다 신기님 무슨 말처럼 된데 캐랑바 인메스 Ranji in Yumon Shuvisu, Zoma Mirikbare, Ginzakarsen, Ranji is in Yumus, Zombaina, Shuatala Tung to Grass. Or that Topa Tintish Kuisha, Tilena Sumasirisha, the Gila Tatisan.
So a qualm is raised here. One has made the promise to destroy the afflictions in the continuum of others. And it is unsuitable to strive to destroy the afflictions in one's own continuum, because one would then fall into the extreme of peace.
Oh. 전주 삼번 남기 다 돈다 티레 다 란지인님 쇼발 좀바디 미리바레스 다 티레 삼노도 미리바레스 디인사레.
So therefore, it is incorrect for bodhisattvas to strive to destroy the afflictions in their own continuum. There is such a qualm, but of course, this is wrong. Yeah, to think.
To have this basically this qualm is just wrong. 심지기 된 버시 지기 스타 심지기 된 타도가 지기 스 켈랑베 내가 라 튕기 라기 니몽 쇼발 켈랑바야 레 스타 타다 딜랍주고 여줘다.
So I guess it would be all right to say that at the time when one made the promise to liberate all sentient beings, to destroy the afflictions in on all sentient beings, at that time one also took the oath, made the promise to destroy the afflictions in one's own continuum.
어떻게 지단다 가서들 심게 세대 좀바니 단테마 송해시 가서 쉬었나 싶어 되나 장주 되니게 좀바 신도 되니게 좀베 좀바니 대해서는 숨겨래 다티스도 신도 되니게 좀베 아니 규체시 아니 라운드 되니게 좀베 초체시 숨겨래
If you remember that the mind of enlightenment is made up of two aspirations, yeah. An aspiration to accomplish the welfare of others, and an aspiration to omniscience, yeah. So the aspiration to accomplish the welfare of others is the cause. And it is said that the aspiration to omniscience is like an assisting factor, yeah. It plays a complementary role,
yeah.
So in order to accomplish the welfare of others, to destroy the afflictions in the continuum of others, one must first destroy the afflictions in one's own continuum, otherwise one will be powerless. Yeah, one will not be able to destroy the afflictions in others.
어떡시네. 재산 따뜻나 소문스 랑콜레 징발레 랑콜레 징베 신든 조바르 미뉴베 랑지게 니모 쇼발로 좀바르 차오스 단 줄라타리 나티도.
So if one is bound by cyclic existence, one cannot accomplish the welfare of others, and therefore one should strive, you know, to abandon the afflictions in one's continuum.
어떻게니? 다 뒤지도 갈라래. 다 갈잖아. 란지가 있니 뭐 아니 싶다. 방바이나 아니 시외 탈을 했겨야 말해. 스타톤다 티래. 다 니몽바 아니 시 니몽보 똑게라 니란을 이제 락바래. 잠주서 만남기 아니 시 니몽비 니몽보 때야디. 니란남 내장 락바래 때야시. 아니 코알 니믹다야디. 코에 니믹 삼야디. 아니 니란남 내장 다 진주 진주 락바래서. 니몽비 니몽보 때야디야. 전주사만은 일어났는데 언제 이때 주위 락발에서 어떻게 쓴 거야? 그래서 니몰 니몰 때는 지금 말했으나 미리 말했을 때.
So there is no danger that the bodhisattvas will fall into the extreme of peace when they destroy the afflictions in their own continuum. In fact, the bodhisattvas, you know, strive, you know. The way, the intensity in which the bodhisattvas strive in destroying their afflictions is, you know, tens or hundreds of times more powerful or intense than what the hearers and solitary realizers do. Yeah. And the understanding of the faults of cyclic existence and their disgust or disenchantment with the faults of cyclic existence that the bodhisattvas have, it's much more intense, much more powerful. It's maybe like tens or hundreds of times, you know, more powerful than what the hearers and solitary realizers have.
What to say? That take it, and it's a carsona, that you move a shumi chitu, and it kawa, and it carsore. Kawa, that to say that you mean, Tinamata, and it's that you belong to me to hash, that you move me, you move me about that you mean to that teacher. Today you move shambala, that to shimmy double chars, till a dag is in chasing. 콘도 손에 유죄대에 쓰시도다.
'Since this is the case, I should never withdraw from vanquishing the afflictions. I shall adhere to this, and resenting them, I shall meet them in battle.
어떠셔? 따뜻해. 아. 어떻게 다 니몽세디 다 방자이바레스 방자르바레스 알아 다 균생 대체나 아니식 니몽보션발라 아니식 퇴답도 아니 갈소래 아니식 좀바 좋아 주로에거는 좀바된 거야 알아 아니 좋아를 칠 똑바르체나 미팅바레스 똑바르 미샤오 어떻게 선마다
The afflictions are the objects to be abandoned. And therefore, we have to strive and then apply effort in destroying the afflictions all the time.
What does it mean? That tenema, anisi, nyumubi, nyambotila, dagi, shambates, a che to nyesh, takasunta, dubacheche, nyumubi, nyambotila, anisi, dubache to nyesh, dubatense, shenche, anikota, nyambote, tenkukres. 다 니몽 세들 아니 딱도 니믹되지 아니 콘젠도 때 콘젠체시 다 콘젠도 송네 니보당 방자니 유대시 아니 쇼무고 그래서도 소지
and should never reverse from destroying the afflictions and to always regard the afflictions as objects to be abandoned and then with that thought then to always, you know, strive, you know, to destroy them.
어떡시네. 다 딜라 도가 친구도 다 딜이 아니지. 다나 돌아. 아니. 다나 빵차라. 가서라. 다 님보라. 아니지. 아니지. 체도 녀체. 아니지. 다. 아니 신체. 아니지. 다. 두바체지. 샴바이나. 아니지. 대야 빵차차가로 왔어. 다가 나시 니모세들 아니 슈둑자랬으니 아니 콘센체지. 아니지. 다. 대대 샤바이나. 대야 빵차로 왔어. 그러마.
So, a qualm may arise, you know, thinking that, you know, if you're so, you know, hard up, you know, if you're so emotionally involved and attached to destroying the afflictions, doesn't that become a problem in itself? Doesn't that become an affliction? And if you're so upset with the afflictions, you get angry at the afflictions, you know, isn't that itself also a problem and an affliction? Therefore, you should abandon, yeah? You abandon these attitudes.
Correct?
The answer to such the qualm is as follows. But afflictions such as these types destroy afflictions and are not included.
What does that mean? Not included. That did not so much sin tire, any karsana. That tire, that did not tito, nimbola, shambatang, pangjala, kundu zimbas, namba tinde, nimung batar, namani. 님몽바 전발치베 님보초 임베 방처럼 맞도서 오세시다 제가 나한테 시도다.
So in Gyalsab Jay's commentary states that holding on to the antidote and anger to that what has to be abandoned, these appear like afflictions but actually belong to the class of the antidote that destroys the afflictions and is therefore not included in the category of that to be abandoned.
Oh, 독신이 다 돈다니 아니지 다 년보라 샴바 세드 돈다니 다 고도샤랑 쓰기 하마래 돈다니 다 천시 땡치 다 돈다 천바도 시신 공도 좀 시작하라 다 년보 세드 약보래 했으니 다 천시 땡치 년보 세드 약보래 했으 신이 다 두바 땡치 다 가서나 두바 두바 타보 계시라 숨고여래 다 갑디 샤바세데 자자티 조 고 티셰 때문에 콩라 차비여래 로바 자자 방차 말했어 니몽바 티셰 때문에 콩라 차자 니몽바 줌셰레스 다 니몽바 아니 고 니몽바 줌셰레 마도 고 니몽 말했어 로바 니몽 나신지 통고여 때는 니몽 말했어 다 돈들
So here, you know, having a desire and an attachment to the antidotes of the afflictions may look like an affliction in itself, but it's not an affliction. Essentially, you know, this desire to destroy the afflictions, the desire to apply the antidotes itself is basically an aspiration, a strong aspiration. And that, with that aspiration comes, you know, strong mindfulness and vigilance, you know, which, you know, you apply in, when you're, you know, implementing the antidotes to the afflictions, yeah. So, essentially it's an aspiration, yeah. It's a very strong aspiration, you know. So, but it looks like an attachment to the antidote. It looks like being very hard up, you know, very involved in wanting to destroy the afflictions, you know. It looks like an attachment, but it is not, yeah. Essentially it's an aspiration.
Yes. What 진실이 변한 진실 된지 용하시 다 니무 뽕하는 진실 된지 용구요래 제상 닦고 니무 좀 제척을 했어요 시대에도
So this mindfulness and the vigilance that comes along with this aspiration to destroy the afflictions yeah so and this affliction yeah this aspiration yeah is basically what this attachment is yeah In this context, yeah, this attachment, wanting to destroy the afflictions, is an aspiration, yeah.
다가나시 아니지 다가나시 말했다 고 니몽라 니메스 때시 다 니몽고 니메스 때 들어 왔다 니몽고 니메스 때시 니몽고 세리 약부 말했어 알아 아니 니몽고 세리 약부 했어 단단이다 니몽고 세리 아니 시다기 냐바치 물에 약부 말했어 독자레스 했다 다 진식이다 밖에 땡시다 시바치가 알아 왔다 알아 다 티야다 디디신도 갈았고 니몽 뽕에게 탑라줘야지
This was the mind that is mindful and vigilant about the faults of the afflictions, and therefore recognizing that it is all these faults and therefore needs to be abandoned, is helpful and is necessary in destroying the afflictions. So they form an antidote to the afflictions. They do not become an affliction. Yeah.
어떻습니까? 도당이 되래. 다 갈소라 보겠다. 진실 된지. 다 도당이 진실. 니모 보안 내가로 진실 된지. 아니 지다. 니모세리 약보래 세지다. 아니 진실 된지. 니모세리다. 뇌배랑 신뢰. 다. 아니 진대 시험을 제대로 시도하. 다디. 다 그다. 갑과라 독사도 갈아양 것이. 콘도 좀 봐, 샴바 수로 가라, 니몽 바낭시 통두고 할 때, 돈당이다. 니몽 챙이바시 말했어, 다 돈다치래요.
So, in short, yeah, so there's the mind, there is the mind that looks upon the afflictions as an enemy through seeing the force of the afflictions, and that mind understands the value and the necessity and the purpose of the antidotes, right? Isn't it? There's this mind that understands this, yeah, based on mindfulness and vigilance, yeah. So although this mind may look like an attachment to and look like an attachment to the antidotes and look like an anger, you know, looks like an angry mind, you know, being upset with the afflictions. Although they look like afflictions, but actually this particular mind is not an affliction. It's part of the antidote, yeah, to the afflictions.
어떻습니까? 대단테레 남바텐데 니몽바레 니몽 좀치 마도소 세다 토다비스텐데 시메토다가시.
So that's the meaning of the third and fourth lines of verse 43.
What do that tinema tradition? Tene, dagis, dan is sick, the sick, your dumb, dani go, chase and lies. Number condu, nimum, dollar to what Michel's.
I would rather be burnt and killed and even have my head cut off than to ever bow down to the enemy that is the affliction in any way.
What do that tonight, digger, and is it the carson, nimum, be shant, Michoala, honey? 배바 치고 그래서 달랍자 찍디 숨어요래 슐러가 찍디
I mean this verse one of the point of this verse is trying to make is that we have to you know you have to work at the afflictions and work at destroying them yeah
님몸베 온투 미교알라 배고 그래서 배바 치고 그래서 람다 님몸베 온투 미교알라 배바 치고 그래서다
One, we have to strive to not let the mind come under the control of the afflictions.
어떻습니까? 어디서 말이죠? 다 되네 마야 되라 똑같이부터 다 가르쳐나 니모보 뽕알라 동아자다 타이베스 타이버시 하르스 다 니모보 뽕알 내가 라니 동아 망부 시안이 용되기 하르스 아니 딜레 아니 니몽그 제수 탕나 아니시 야가 말해베스 그러나 니모보 뽕알 내가 라니시 동안 망부시용돼. 딜레 니몽부 예수 당나 야가 말이야. 세기 렌라에 다 띠용구 열었다 다디다.
So a qualm such as this may arise. If it is so troublesome you know, to deal with the afflictions and in the process, there are so many difficulties and problems that will arise. You know, when you try to destroy the afflictions, then isn't it?
Nimung Jesu Tawati, lekpa maribes, yaga maribes. Tile konyi mo kono Jesus tangsen yaga maribes pati.
Yeah, so if it is just so troublesome, you know, so many problems and difficulties in destroying the afflictions, then isn't it better just to follow it there?
No. Huh? You follow, then solve the problem. That we think, yeah. So that's a ticket lena did it. Then the chick did it. The ticket lena out in the summer in the music bars. The ticket lena, then the show of chick did it.
And this verse is an answer to that, yeah.
Oh, Toxine, that did not so announce it. That rangy, I need you mere sevener, rang sevener. That rangy cochevener, the shadow at all. Kale came at us, the Gangay came at us, the elaborate statue.
Verse 44 is saying that, you know, to have one's limbs cut off or to have one's head chopped off is not too big deal, I think. It's not really difficult,
yeah. At most, we have
our limbs hacked off, somebody chops us our head. What is the biggest problem that can happen to us? We lose our lives, that's about it. But those actions of, you know, having our heads and our limbs are chopped off will only end our life, but will not send us to the lower realms, will not send us to the hell realms.
What to see? That test some system. That new mobile dose ready. Any sick cursor that new mobile on the song by now to die. Any sick that don't watch him but there. That cursor don't watch him but never name them so cheaper cheer. Any tagana see new mobile shang on the song by now. Any kanji cursor. Ah, do better. Chimbo the Sanjay you come on top of the sobala. Jig cheers. Tata. Chazan, shoo, jig chimbo cheers. Tata. Turn chimbo shoo, do well like jig chigger.
But if we let ourselves come to be controlled by our afflictions, our afflictions will send us into the lower realms, into the hells, and it will obstruct our achievement of a full enlightenment. Yeah. So the afflictions are much more scary because they bring us to the greatest suffering and they obstruct us and they prevent us from achieving the full enlightenment, which is the most beneficial and meaningful thing to achieve.
Yangne yang to some tang kwashi. That thing one sick lapse shuji that Yungutwa Tesan so tir the rang chicken ma church and is nimungwa sedi and is kazuki rang no bachigume that do masam tang che and simla ju chakwe what in his and tin the charge and kalekalin nimola and sh nushitengwe at the show.
So these verses are very useful, beneficial for the mind. We should, read and think about them regularly, yeah, to understand, to the faults of our afflictions, yeah, and then gradually, to become familiarized and to familiarize ourselves with these verses.
Oh, Tukshin is just that you move on to meet you Allah, and it's Baba Chiku Grace, what you move on to Sona, and it's one chick that the issue and share don't watch about there.
So because of these reasons we have to strive and work at not being controlled, no? Not letting ourselves be, come under the control of the afflictions, yeah? Because if we do, then in short, you know, the afflictions bring us the greatest suffering and they prevent us from achieving the most meaningful thing. Yeah?
ओ तो रे ता दें चिक थे ता सजे ता ये कोकोला ता सजे चिता सजे बंबू यंगो तो ता दें चिक थे ता दें चिक थे निकास आ निमों पे बरे निमों पे कच्चे ला जो अमेरिक पास ता चिरे ता ता दें चिक तुसे ता
so this concludes the section which talks about how it is inappropriate you know to be tired you know of the difficulty of destroying the afflictions.
Oh, tuksin ni, tan nyimong poin na, ala ta tanda dike disong ada, tan nyimong ba poin la, ane jawa je kwe. Ane sim, ma jawa je se, jawa je se, ta tanda je kwe, ati lap cha sung kuyo re.
So next is,
ma ta tanda ding, tanda lai ding. Zo zo nyimong ba je, nyimong ba jomba la, jawa je kwe, jawa ma je.
So, rather than being so up to this point here, so these verses are telling us that, that we should be enthusiastic. We should take joy in destroying the afflictions and to be enthusiastic about it, rather than being you know becoming disenchanted you know with the task.
Meditating
on enthusiasm, because if one makes an effort, one can abandon the afflictions. Ordinary enemies, when expelled from one country, simply settle down in another and embrace it. And when their capability is recovered, they then return. But the way of this enemy, my afflictions, is different.
Otere, penatatere, penatamawe to who said, Anichi rangi tik dachi, rangi tat top kesh, Anichi yugi nenechi pivaina, Anni yushin to chimbaina, laya tek dood top kesh, laya tsu yungche, Anni rangla.
It is possible that the external enemy can recover and come back and haunt you, even if you expel him. If you expel him, you kick him out to some far away place.
Yeah.
However, the inner enemy of the afflictions are not like that, in that when once the inner enemy of the afflictions are vanquished through the force of the antidotes, no, then they can never return again. They will be destroyed. Once they are destroyed completely from the root, they can never return. Then next, if one makes an effort, you know, the afflictions can be abandoned because the afflictions arise from a mistaken course.
nyamunyamu shara miki pangs. Dai lesa kanto torju, kanto nene dangne chachir wongs, lo shen tanda tsomba never says to.
Afflictions, when abandoned by the eye of wisdom and dispelled from my mind, where will you go? Where will you dwell and return to harm me? Although this is so, weak-minded I have been reduced to making no effort. The words afflictions is actually expressing, you know, how lowly the afflictions are. In that, you know, if you think about them, if you analyze properly, you'll see that, you know, they can be vanquished because they arise from a mistaken cause.
Ani sharam kibi, ani miki tene, ani shikta, ta tonda ni sharam ita, tonyi tobe sharam rangyula kyeche, ani shikta, ani chik, ani pangwar chikku kore, so tisungu yosore.
So, the afflictions are, we need to abandon the afflictions through generating the eye of wisdom here, which is the wisdom realizing emptiness.
Otukshine ta, ani chik, Tongmani to be sharo rangula jeje, anichi rangista, ta kondo karaswara. Ta rangi simki nane, ta tonda yito yito be sharo jeje, ta ani rangi simki nane, ta tonda nyumo batata, ani yushindu. Matunda rangi simki nane nyumo batata sawar chabaina, ani yushindu, anichi dosa keho mares, ta nyumo seyedirwa.
So, the afflictions which abide in our continuum in our minds, once they are vanquished,
They have nowhere else to go.
So once the afflictions are eliminated by the wisdom realizing emptiness, the afflictions have nowhere else to go. Now, it's not as if, you know, they will leave your mind, go somewhere else, recover, and then they will come back and haunt you. Yeah. No, that will not happen with the afflictions. So if you have any questions, yeah, the next verse is about emptiness.
I cannot open my seat.
Can Bhushi have a practical question? Just now,
practical.
There was this explanation about the mind that generate a kind of aversion towards affection is an aspiration. Okay, so there's another kind of mind, especially in the mind of older students. You know, we will always think like, you know, after so many years of study, practice, and then you still see there's so much affection in your mind, and then you would you feel very discouraged, or you have a lot of self-judgment. Why am I still like that after so many years of studies and practice? So that kind of mind, I think, is an affliction, right?
What?
This kind of mind, don't you think is an affliction?
So many years practice, you say something?
Oh, no practice, sorry. So many years of practice. External activities.
Nothing to the affliction, isn't it?
Sorry?
Supporting the affliction, not so destroying, isn't it?
So many years of appearing,
supporting the affliction, not antidote for affliction. Then, why still not improve?
Yeah.
Yes. Answer is there, Of course, first place, we don't put in effort to abandon the affliction. Yeah? Never. Always following the affliction. So then what do you hope? So no hope. But I mean, all the advice is here, yeah? You could do it. Recognize affliction is the what's called disadvantage of the affliction. How the affliction harm to us. So there's so many advice here. Yeah? How they control our mind. How much they harm to us. You know, not like external enemy. What he's trying to say here. But we, for example, somebody says some harsh word to you. Even you can't sleep, how much that hurt to you. You know, keep thinking what I'm going to say back, that, you know, I'm going to tell him, you know, even when you can't sleep. Just small word that harm to you. We put so much effort what to say back. Yeah, how to reply this person until, you know, person make sure he don't say back in next time. Yeah? We put that kind of effort, but small thing, you know. But what is Shantideva talking about our affliction? How much they harm, we never think at all. That's the real enemy, but we never thought that. We think this is our best friend. We never recognize this the worst enemy. We always consider this the best friend. Whatever the enemy, the delusion say, then you try to follow that. Then you feel happy like that. You know how the delusion deceive us. We never recognize that. So all advice that to recognize that the delusion is your inner enemy. You know, don't fight with the outside enemy. Fight with inside enemy. I think the advice Shantideva was talking about that. The outside enemy, you don't need to destroy, you don't need to kill, it will die itself. You know, the inside enemy, you need to kill it, you need to destroy it. Also, it won't disappear after you die, your delusion disappeared. No, it will continue. So that's why you must put effort and destroy. So all what we read so far is in very simple talk is like that. two, three sentence finish all Shantideva texts. So he's saying that, basically he's saying that we have to understand the delusion is real enemy. Must understand that. So whatever we have difficult time fighting with delusion is important. That purify how much you have difficult time to fight whatever suffering you are fighting with the delusion, that's become cause to enlighten. Purify your negative karma. So again he's saying that delusion is no basis. It's come from wrong mind. No basis. You put effort, you're about to destroy that. With understanding of the realized emptiness, so you can destroy. Destroy that. Destroy the delusion like that. So Pa, I think he's talking like that.
This is something I've been thinking about for a long, long time, and I still can't.
How long?
Find. Oh, quite a long time. Because previously, Ken Rinpoche has talked about what it takes to all the causes to the causes for precious human rebirth, right? The practice of pure morality, all the different type of practices which is related to, you know, the six perfections, like, you know, the practice of generosity, patience, and so on. So, and also on the one hand, it's so difficult to get a precious human rebirth. It takes so many conditions. It's so rare, and so on. So, I have a very hard time reconciling the fact that I'm supposed to have worked so hard to have received this precious human rebirth, to meet the Dharma, meet the teachers. And yet, in this life, the afflictions are so strong. So in this life, it is almost impossible to think that, you know, in some past lives, I've actually practiced pure morality and all those other practices to have achieved the precious human rebirth that I enjoy now. So my issue has always been, if it takes so much virtue and merit to generate a precious human rebirth, why is it that during the time when we are experiencing the precious human rebirth, the afflictions seem as powerful as ever before? That's my question.
Powerful as?
Strong. The afflictions are very, very strong. The attachment is very strong. The aversion is very strong. The ignorance is definitely there. Like Ken Rinpoche says, you know, all the activities that we do is, if we are really honest with ourselves, is to pursue or follow, you know, the instructions of our afflictions and our attachment. It's not to overcome them. So in this lifetime, the affliction seems so strong. It seems impossible to, I cannot believe that, you know, somehow I actually have practiced. If I've practiced so powerfully in the past to get a precious human rebirth, surely the imprints should be very powerful in this lifetime as well, but it doesn't seem to be the case. Is the question clear, Ken Rinpoche?
I don't think so. You have meditated emptiness in the past life.
Granted, I
not,
accept...
Not necessary, isn't it?
You have meditated yes.
emptiness in the past life in order to attain your precious...
Otherwise, I won't be here, right?
Huh?
Hopefully, I won't be here. I'll already be at another level.
That means you have meditated in the past life and emptiness.
Huh?
You haven't meditated in emptiness in past life.
That I have not, or I had done some meditation?
On emptiness?
No. Oh. I don't think so, not that I'm aware of.
So then, if you've done in the past life, then maybe less delusion in this life, I think.
Yeah, but my basic point is that, you know, we practice so much virtue in the past to get a precious human rebirth. So those virtuous, that virtuous mind should be very, very powerful. You know, should be able to like in our mind, you know, between in terms of percentage, it should be like 70% virtue and maybe 30% afflictions. But actually, you know, in this life, to me, at least my mind, it seems like 90%, 99% afflictions and maybe 1% virtue if I'm lucky. So I'm just seeing that it's always like I'm having a hard time reconciling how it was possible for me to actually have practiced well enough to get a precious human rebirth. And if I'm enjoying my precious human rebirth now, why is the affliction so strong?
I don't really get what you're saying, huh? I don't really get what you're saying.
So you don't dribble more tumbas. All rebirths in samsara are due to karma and afflictions. As such, generally speaking, rebirths in samsara happen without choice. They are under the control of karma and afflictions, including the human life of freedom and endowments.
어떻게 재상아 가서래. 딱 밀어터에 대한 도당이 삭제기 계획 내산에 용기하래.
그래.
그러면 삭제기 계획 내산에 저지 계래사에 쪼다 마리베 꾸네랑도 용구로 와. 삭제기 계획 내산에 된대라서 마리베 꾸네랑도 용구도 와. 그러와.
So human life of freedom and endowments, like the one we have, is a result of contaminated virtue, and it is a rebirth that is propelled by the ignorance of that comes in the 12 links of interdependent origination.
어떻게 된? 이 인자다, 다. 그 니몽의 상황이 바래. 그 제사도 걸 니몽다. 오늘 직다. 안에 또 니몽을 또 니몽 맞다 말 인자다고. 니몽 후덥 전부디 유해 바라 봤다. 먼저 관계질에 유해 바라 봤다.
So a human life of freedom and endowments is the result of ignorance, and therefore is under the control of the afflictions. And because we did not rely on apply the antidote to the afflictions in the past, therefore now our state of existence is under the control of karma and afflictions.
다 겨우 없이 못 사요라고 해서는 겨우만 겨우 없이 못 사요래. 없이 못서는 밀로 덮고요 말해. 주님의 송야래 갈라강 잠시. 아니시다 겨우 없이 못 사요래. 이나야다 니몽발은 니몽 땜바지 없이 못이 아마 중화를 해서는 중매 받아 오시 당시 시도해래.
So, but did we accumulate a strong virtue in the past? Yes. Otherwise, there's no way to get such a human life of freedom and endowments. Did we practice some kind of ethical discipline? Yes, to some extent here and there, definitely there was practice of ethical discipline. But did we apply the antidotes to the afflictions? Did we meditate strongly on that? That's the question, yeah.
That is, that. 배신했다. 소수 시트 배시로 아니 뭐 맞대마지 단다 시트 거도와 단 니몽 시우 숙지 모형하시. 다디 안다 니몽 니몽 맞대마 다 저것이 시트 배래다.
It should be clearly evident that because we didn't apply strongly the antidotes to the afflictions, therefore now in this life the afflictions are still very strong.
어때냐다 잠바키면도 다 체들로 삼로 다나래도 땅을 좀 밀로 타비야래 추신기여래 준주 인기여래 니모세도 두자래 삼기여래 니모 땡거를 살랍자 니는 인기여래 이나 먼저 까망아 딜라 삼나 당시 좀바 땡기도 했으나 땡기면 도와 로아딜라 지마토가 말해 지기여 말했던다 딜라
So, and if we look at what we do in this life, you know, we have a human life of freedom and endowments. We have met the teachings. We understand the teachings. We listen to the teachings on the faults of afflictions, you know. And, but at the end of the day, are we applying the antidotes to the afflictions?
즉, 대체, 니몽비, 니믹 대체, 까망아 삼나 땅에 유아르베서는 가고도와.
Is there even Are there even people who will just spend 5 minutes to sit down and really look at the problems and the faults of afflictions? Even that is rare. Yeah?
어떻게? 나한테 나 마치 말해봐도 치마토가 개 말아봐. 알아봐. 나 찍고 치마토가 개 말해. 나 마치 말해봐도 치마토가 감고 레르 옹도 송제다. 도우친다. 그 마치 말해봐도 치마토가 다 가야 말해. 나들.
So it's not a question of not being able to do. But it is about not doing. So the problem lies in not doing. It's not about not being able to do. Yeah.
어때? 다 좋아 어때? 다 좋은 티래. 다 좋아 가시나다. 어때? 인상 다 납치다. 준주가 납치게 약간 같대래. 단다 깔에 잡고 그래. 단다 치고 그래. 쓴다. 원해서 가도 이 낫다 먼저 꼬마다에 티래도 꼬네 쉬고 버터다. 밀루터 없이 티가도 다 치고 그래. 쓴 꼬마땅에도 꼬네 쉬고 버터 티래도.
So if you look at this whole chapter, you know, from the beginning to the end, it's basically it's just imploring us, you know, to start. Yeah, no, you have a perfect human rebirth. You have this, you have that. You know, then was the time to start. You should do it now. You know, yeah, from beginning to end is all about that. Yeah.
어떤데 순간 때나 먼저 미도가 다 지약하고도 어떤 당이 뜬데 순간 순간에 딱어 진짜래 딱어 가서 와라. 어느 딜라 년 딜라 다이스도 왔대. 어르고. 아? 아? Better than sign language. 아? 아? You understand? Okay. 어떠셔? 나 가르는 거지. Re, tadi re, tadi tadi lap selam mampu yang itu. Tung orang ni nyimong betul, tung tapai tu lelup memeres. Lepas tu, orang nyimong lo siu, tadi thoma memeres kompetensi. Dengan segi tu, orang ni nyimong betul tu lah. Main kasar, nyimbo cikre tempe pentu memeres. Kasar lap selam sungguh tu. Lepas nyimbo cium jenis tengku keres ni, tadi ngam lap selam sungguh tu. Nyimbo cikre tempe pentu kaya tu memeres sungguh tu.
So dealing with the afflictions and abandoning them is no easy task because they have been there since beginningless lifetimes and therefore we are thoroughly familiarized with the afflictions. Yeah. And therefore, you know, it's impossible to deal with the afflictions just by applying, you know, the antidote just once, you know. Therefore, there's a verse that says you have to apply the antidote like the flow of a river. Yeah, I mean continuously. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not possible at all. So as such, you know, therefore, we have not reached the point. This is not so. There should never ever be a time, at least for now, you know, that we ask, why is it that my afflictions are not subsiding? Why is it not becoming weaker? When in the first place we are not doing anything about it, yeah. So there shouldn't be. We shouldn't even ask this question. But if we have been applying the antidotes, you know, and really, you know, working with the afflictions, you know, and applying them continuously, and then after years, you know, if we still find it difficult, then maybe one can maybe wonder why, you know.
That is the right time to ask your question. Why? I put so much effort, it's still like that. Why? Now? No question about that. There's no question. Okay, sorry. Now. Stop here. Then.
So we just finish, in the next lesson we'll finish the remaining verses of this chapter, and then we'll move on to the next chapter, the chapter on vigilance. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll finish off the usual prayers.